In the ongoing journey towards success, it's not just about talent or resources. It's about building a strong winning mindset that pushes you forward, even when you're surrounded by doubters and obstacles. In this episode, we're diving into 13 powerful lessons that can totally change how you think, help you unlock your full potential, and set you on the path to lasting success. From using pressure as a growth driver to keeping your eyes on a long-term vision, these lessons will help you break free from limits, defy expectations, and create a life filled with extraordinary achievements. Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur, a creative thinker, or just someone looking to level up in life, this episode will give you the tools and strategies to develop a winning attitude and achieve amazing results. If you find value in this video, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and type "keep it up" in the comments below. Let's get started. Lesson 1. The diamond in the rough. Pressure turns you into a diamond. The obstacle is the path. Zen proverb. Ancient wisdom meets modern hustle. We all love the idea of a smooth journey to success, a life free of challenges and setbacks. But let's face it, that's a fantasy. The real world is messy, unpredictable, and often downright tough. It throws curveballs, tests your limits, and pushes you to the edge of your comfort zone. But here's the kicker. Those challenges aren't roadblocks. They're stepping stones. They're the fire that forges your resilience, the pressure that transforms you into a diamond. Think of a diamond's creation. Deep beneath the Earth's surface, under immense heat and pressure, carbon atoms rearrange themselves into a crystalline structure of extraordinary beauty and strength. It's a process of transformation, of turning something ordinary into something extraordinary. The same is true for us. The challenges we face in life, the pressures we endure, have the power to shape us, to refine us, and to reveal our true brilliance. Embrace the grind. It's easy to get discouraged when things get tough. We might start to doubt ourselves, question our abilities, and long for an easier path. But what if instead of resisting the pressure, we embraced it? What if we saw challenges not as obstacles, but as opportunities for growth and transformation? Think of it like this. You're a weightlifter in the gym, pushing your muscles to their limits. It's uncomfortable, it's challenging, and it might even hurt a little. But you know that with each rep, each set, you're getting stronger. You're building muscle, increasing your endurance, and pushing beyond your perceived limitations. The same is true for life. The challenges you face, the pressures you endure, are building your resilience, your grit, and your capacity to handle whatever life throws your way. The hero's journey. Every hero's journey involves trials and tribulations. Think of Luke Skywalker facing Darth Vader, or Frodo Baggins battling the forces of darkness. These heroes didn't achieve greatness by taking the easy road. They faced their fears, overcame obstacles, and emerged victorious, transformed by their experiences. Your life is your own hero's journey. You'll encounter challenges, setbacks, and moments of doubt, but you also have the power to overcome them, to learn from them, and to emerge stronger and wiser. The "I am strong" affirmation is your battle cry, a reminder that you have the inner strength to face any challenge and emerge victorious. The resilience mindset. Resilience isn't about avoiding challenges. It's about navigating them with grace and determination. It's about having the courage to fall down, get back up, and keep moving forward, even when the road ahead is uncertain. Think of it like this. You're learning to surf. You'll wipe out, get tumbled by waves, and swallow more salt water than you'd like. But with each attempt, you'll learn something new. You'll adjust your balance, refine your technique, and eventually, you'll be riding those waves like a pro. The same is true for life. Every setback is an opportunity to learn, to adapt, and to become more resilient. So I invite you to embrace the challenges that come your way. See them not as obstacles, but as opportunities for growth and transformation. Cultivate a resilience mindset. Tap into your inner strength, and remember that pressure doesn't break you. It makes you a diamond. Lesson 2. The Millionaire Mindset. What is wealth? Wealth is an idea in your mind. The mind is its own place, and in itself can make a heaven of hell, a hell of heaven. John Milton. The poet's words ring true even centuries later. The concept of wealth extends far beyond the glint of gold or the rustle of banknotes. It's a state of mind, a perspective, an internal landscape teeming with possibilities. True wealth begins not in your bank account, but in the fertile soil of your imagination. Tertutur Inbeia. Think of your mind as an idea incubator, a creative laboratory where thoughts and concepts take shape and evolve. Every invention, every innovation, every masterpiece began as a spark in someone's mind. Your ideas have the potential to revolutionize industries, solve global problems, and bring joy and inspiration to countless lives. That's the true essence of wealth, the ability to create, to innovate, and to make a meaningful impact on the world. Think of it like this. You're a chef in a kitchen, surrounded by an array of ingredients. You have the power to combine those ingredients in countless ways, creating culinary masterpieces that tantalize the taste buds and nourish the body. Your mind is like that kitchen, and your ideas are the ingredients. The possibilities are endless. The currency of creativity. In today's knowledge-based economy, creativity is the new currency. It's the ability to think outside the box, to connect seemingly disparate ideas, and to generate solutions that others haven't even imagined. Your creativity is your most valuable asset, a wellspring of innovation that can lead to financial success, personal fulfillment, and a lasting legacy. Think of it like this. You're an entrepreneur with a groundbreaking idea. You might not have a lot of money or resources, but you have a vision, a passion, and a relentless drive to bring your idea to life. You work tirelessly, overcoming obstacles and setbacks, until your vision becomes a reality. Your creativity is the fuel that propels you forward, the spark that ignites your success. The abundance paradigm. An abundance mindset is crucial for cultivating true wealth. It's about recognizing that the universe is overflowing with opportunities, possibilities, and resources. It's about shifting your focus from scarcity to abundance, from lack to gratitude. Think of it like this. You're at a farmer's market, surrounded by an array of fresh produce, vibrant flowers, and handmade crafts. You could focus on the price tags, feeling limited by your budget. Or you could appreciate the abundance of choices, the creativity of the vendors, and the opportunity to support local businesses. An abundance mindset allows you to see the world as a place of plenty, not a place of scarcity. The legacy of ideas. True wealth isn't just about accumulating money, it's about creating something that outlasts you. A legacy that inspires and benefits future generations. It's about leaving your mark on the world, not just through material possessions, but through the ideas, innovations, and contributions that enrich the lives of others. Think of it like this. You're a writer, and you've just finished your first novel. It might not be a bestseller, but it's a story that's close to your heart, one that you poured your soul into. Years later, you receive a letter from a reader who tells you how much your book impacted their life, how it helped them through a difficult time, or how it inspired them to pursue their own dreams. That's the legacy of ideas. It's the ripple effect of your creativity, touching lives and making a difference in the world long after you're gone. So, I invite you to embrace the millionaire mindset. Cultivate your creativity, nurture your ideas, and adopt an abundance mentality. Recognize that true wealth lies not in your bank account, but in the boundless potential of your mind. The world is waiting for your unique contribution. Go forth and create your masterpiece. If you find value in this video, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and type "keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 3. The Tortoise and the Hare. The Wisdom of Playing the Long Game. Patience is bitter, but its fruit is sweet. Aristotle. The ancient Greek philosopher wasn't just talking about waiting for your Amazon package to arrive. He was highlighting a fundamental truth about success. We live in a world that's obsessed with instant gratification, with quick fixes and overnight sensations. But true, lasting success is rarely achieved in a flash. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and it requires patience, perseverance, and a willingness to play the long game. The Marshmallow Test. Remember that famous experiment where kids were given a marshmallow and told they could either eat it now or wait a few minutes and get 2 marshmallows? The kids who could delay gratification went on to have better outcomes in life, including higher SAT scores, better health, and greater overall success. Why? Because they understood the power of the long game. They were willing to sacrifice short-term pleasure for long-term gain. Think of it like this. You're planting a tree. You could choose a fast-growing species that will provide shade within a few years, or you could choose a slow-growing species that will take decades to mature, but will eventually become a towering giant, providing shade for generations to come. The same goes for your goals and dreams. You can chase quick wins and instant gratification, or you can invest in the long term, building a foundation that will support you for years to come. The compound effect. The long game is all about the compound effect. It's the idea that small, consistent actions, taken over time, can lead to massive results. It's like investing in the stock market. You might not see huge returns in the first few years, but if you keep investing consistently, your wealth will grow exponentially over time. Think of it like this. You're trying to get in shape. You could try a crash diet or an intense workout program, hoping for quick results. But those results are usually short-lived. The real key to lasting fitness is consistency. It's about making small, sustainable changes to your diet and exercise routine that you can stick with for the long haul. Over time, those small changes will add up to a major transformation. The resilience factor. Playing the long game also builds resilience. It teaches you to weather the storms, to bounce back from setbacks, and to keep moving forward, even when the going gets tough. It's like a muscle that gets stronger with every challenge you overcome. Think of it like this. You're a sailor navigating a treacherous sea. You'll encounter rough waters, strong winds, and maybe even a few pirates along the way. But if you stay the course, keep your eyes on the horizon, and adjust your sails as needed, you'll eventually reach your destination. The same goes for life. There will be obstacles and challenges, But if you have the resilience to keep going, you'll eventually achieve your goals. The legacy mindset. Playing the long game isn't just about personal gain. It's also about leaving a lasting legacy. It's about creating something that will outlive you, something that will make a positive impact on the world for generations to come. Think of it like this. You're building a house. You could build a flimsy shack that will collapse in the first strong wind, or you could build a sturdy, well-crafted home that will stand for centuries, providing shelter and comfort to countless families. The same goes for your life's work. You can focus on short-term gains and fleeting recognition, or you can build something that will endure, something that will make a difference long after you're gone. So I invite you to embrace the wisdom of the long game. Set ambitious goals, take consistent action, and cultivate resilience in the face of challenges. Remember, success is not a destination, it's a journey. And the most rewarding journeys are the ones that are built to last. Lesson 4. The resourceful alchemist. Use whatever you have. The wise man will make more opportunities than he finds. Francis Bacon. The 16th century philosopher wasn't just dropping a clever quote, he was highlighting a fundamental truth about resourcefulness. We often get caught up in the trap of thinking we need more to achieve our goals. More money, more connections, more skills. But the most successful people start by utilizing what they already have, transforming their limitations into opportunities and their challenges into stepping stones. The MacGyver mindset. Think of yourself as a modern-day MacGyver, the resourceful secret agent who could defuse a bomb with a paperclip and a chewing gum wrapper. You might not have all the fancy gadgets and gizmos, but you have a brain, a pair of hands, and an unyielding spirit. That's all you need to start creating magic. The bootstrap mentality. In today's world, it's easy to get caught up in the comparison game, scrolling through social media and feeling inadequate next to the influencers and entrepreneurs who seem to have it all. But remember, everyone starts somewhere. The most successful people often began with humble beginnings, bootstrapping their way to the top with grit, determination, and a healthy dose of resourcefulness. Think of it like this. You're a chef with a limited pantry. You could complain about the lack of ingredients, or you could get creative and whip up a culinary masterpiece with what you have on hand. The same goes for life. You might not have all the resources you desire, but you can still make progress by utilizing what's available to you. The power of leverage. Leverage is the key to maximizing your resources. It's about using what you have to gain access to what you need. It's about building relationships, collaborating with others, and finding creative ways to achieve your goals. Think of it like this. You're trying to reach a high shelf, but you're too short. You could give up, or you could find a stool, a ladder, or even a stack of books to give you a boost. The same goes for your dreams. You might not have all the resources you need right now, but you can leverage your existing skills, connections, and knowledge to get closer to your goals. The alchemy of transformation. Resourcefulness is about transforming limitations into opportunities. It's about seeing challenges not as roadblocks, but as detours that can lead you to unexpected destinations. It's about embracing the can-do spirit and finding creative solutions to problems. Think of it like this. You're an artist with a limited palette. You could complain about the lack of colors, or you could experiment with mixing and blending, creating new and unexpected hues. The same goes for life. You might face constraints and limitations, but you can use your creativity and ingenuity to turn them into advantages. The ripple effect of small actions. Don't underestimate the power of small actions. Even the tiniest steps can create a ripple effect, leading to significant change over time. It's about showing up consistently, putting in the effort, and trusting that your actions will compound and create momentum. Think of it like this. You're trying to build a sandcastle on the beach. You start with a small pile of sand, carefully shaping it and adding more and more until it becomes a magnificent structure. The same goes for your goals. Start with what you have. Take small steps every day and watch as your dreams take shape. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all face challenges, setbacks, and moments of self-doubt. But the world needs your unique gifts and talents. Don't let a lack of resources hold you back. Embrace your inner MacGyver, tap into your resourcefulness, and start creating the life you want to live. The world is waiting for your ingenuity. If you find value in this video, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and type "keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 5. The spotlight effect. Promote your work like a masterpiece. The most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. It is the source of all true art and science. Albert Einstein. Einstein, the genius who unlocked the universe's secrets, understood that mystery and allure are key ingredients in capturing attention. In a world saturated with content and competition, promoting your work isn't just about shouting louder. It's about creating a sense of wonder, intrigue, and exclusivity that draws people in. It's about showcasing your creations with the same pride and passion that an artist unveils a masterpiece. The unveiling. Think of your work as a hidden treasure waiting to be discovered. It's not enough to simply create something amazing. You need to share it with the world, to invite others to witness its brilliance. The act of promotion isn't just about marketing. It's about unveiling your passion, your vision, and the unique value you bring to the table. Think of it like this. You're a filmmaker who's just finished your magnum opus. You could quietly upload it to a streaming platform and hope people stumble upon it. Or you could host a grand premiere, rolling out the red carpet, inviting the press, and creating a buzz that makes everyone want to see your film. The same goes for your work. Treat it like a masterpiece and promote it with the same fanfare and excitement. The confidence amplifier. Promoting your work isn't just about attracting attention. It's also about amplifying your own confidence. When you boldly showcase your creations, you're sending a message to yourself and the world that you believe in your work, that you're proud of your accomplishments, and that you're not afraid to step into the spotlight. Think of it like this. You're a musician performing at a local open mic night. You could nervously mumble your way through a song, hoping no one notices your stage fright. Or you could own the stage, project your voice, and connect with the audience through your music. The more you perform, the more confident you'll become, and the more your music will resonate with others. The digital showcase. In today's digital age, the world is your stage. You have a plethora of platforms at your disposal to showcase your work, from social media to websites to online communities. It's about creating a digital presence that reflects your brand, your values, and the unique essence of your creations. Think of it like this. You're an artist curating an online gallery. you carefully choose the pieces you want to display, arrange them in an aesthetically pleasing way, and write compelling descriptions that capture the essence of your work. You're not just showcasing your art, you're creating an experience that invites viewers to connect with your vision. The Storytelling Maestro. Promotion is also about storytelling. It's about crafting a narrative that captivates your audience, evokes emotions, and leaves a lasting impression. It's about sharing the journey behind your creations, the challenges you overcame, the lessons you learned, and the impact you hope to make. Think of it like this. You're a chef preparing a signature dish. You could simply list the ingredients and instructions, or you could tell the story behind the dish, the inspiration, the cultural influences, the personal touches that make it unique. The story adds depth, flavor, and meaning to the experience, making it more memorable and impactful. The invitation to connect. Promoting your work is also an invitation to connect with others who share your passions and interests. It's about building a community, fostering relationships, and collaborating with like-minded individuals. It's about creating a space where your work can inspire, uplift, and empower others. Think of it like this. You're hosting a dinner party, and you've prepared a feast of your favorite dishes. You invite your friends, family, and neighbors to share the meal, to laugh, to connect, and to celebrate life's simple pleasures. Promoting your work is like that dinner party. It's an invitation to share your creations, to connect with others, and to create a sense of community and belonging. Remember, your work is a gift to the world. Don't be afraid to share it, to promote it, and to let it shine. Embrace the spotlight, tell your story, and connect with your audience. The world is waiting to be inspired by your masterpiece. Lesson 6. The Apex Predator. Becoming the top in your field. The quality of a person's life is in direct proportion to their commitment to excellence, regardless of their chosen field of endeavor. Vince Lombardi. The legendary football coach wasn't just talking about winning games. He was highlighting a universal truth about success. To reach the pinnacle of any field, you need more than just talent or ambition. You need an unwavering commitment to excellence, a relentless pursuit of mastery, and a willingness to go the extra mile when others are cutting corners. The value proposition. In a world saturated with options, standing out from the crowd requires more than just offering a lower price. It's about creating a value proposition that's so compelling, so irresistible, that people are willing to pay a premium for your products or services. It's about shifting the focus from cost to value, from competition to differentiation. Think of it like this. You're in the market for a new pair of shoes. You could buy a cheap pair that will fall apart in a few months, or you could invest in a high-quality pair that will last for years and provide superior comfort and support. The same goes for any product or service. People are willing to pay more for quality, expertise, and a unique experience. The expertise edge. Becoming the top in your field requires developing a deep level of expertise. It's about becoming a master of your craft, honing your skills, and staying ahead of the curve. It's about investing in your education, seeking out mentors, and constantly pushing yourself to learn and grow. Think of it like this. You're a martial artist training to become a black belt. You spend countless hours practicing, sparring, and learning from your sensei. You push your body and mind to their limits, constantly striving for improvement. The same dedication and discipline are required to reach the top of any field. The brand aura. Your brand is more than just a logo or a tagline. It's the aura that surrounds your work, the feeling that people get when they interact with your products or services. It's about creating an experience that's memorable, impactful, and aligned with your values. Think of it like this. You're walking into a luxury hotel. The ambiance is elegant, the service is impeccable, and every detail is designed to create a sense of indulgence and exclusivity. That's the power of a strong brand. It's about creating an experience that goes beyond the transactional and taps into the emotional and aspirational desires of your customers. The community catalyst. Building a thriving community around your brand is another key to becoming the top in your field. It's about fostering connections, creating a sense of belonging, and empowering your customers to become advocates for your work. Think of it like this. You're the host of a vibrant dinner party. You've created a warm and inviting atmosphere, prepared delicious food, and curated a playlist that sets the perfect mood. Your guests feel welcome, engaged, and eager to share their own stories and experiences. That's the power of community. It's about creating a space where people feel connected, supported, and inspired. The innovation engine. To stay ahead of the curve, you need to constantly innovate. It's about pushing the boundaries of what's possible, experimenting with new ideas, and challenging the status quo. It's about being a pioneer, a trailblazer, and a visionary in your field. Think of it like this. You're an explorer venturing into uncharted territory. You're not afraid to take risks, to try new things, and to forge your own path. You're driven by curiosity, a thirst for knowledge, and a desire to make a difference. That's the spirit of innovation. The world awaits your leadership. Remember, becoming the top in your field is not about competing with others. It's about becoming the best version of yourself. It's about embracing your unique gifts, cultivating your expertise, and creating a brand that reflects your values and aspirations. It's about building a community, fostering connections, and inspiring others to reach their full potential. So go out there and claim your spot at the top. The world is waiting for your leadership. Lesson 7. The alchemy of adversity. Turning criticism into admiration. The trouble with most of us is that we would rather be ruined by praise than saved by criticism. Norman Vincent Peale. The renowned author's words cut deep, don't they? We all crave validation and recognition, but the truth is, criticism can be an even more valuable gift. It's a chance to learn, to grow, and to refine our craft. It's an opportunity to turn skeptics into supporters, to transform negativity into admiration, and to emerge stronger and wiser from the crucible of adversity. The feedback loop. Think of criticism as feedback, a signal that something needs attention. It's not a personal attack, but rather an opportunity to improve, to iterate, and to evolve. It's like a compass pointing out a course correction, helping you navigate towards your true north. Think of it like this. You're a chef, and you've just presented your signature dish to a panel of judges. They point out that the sauce is too salty and the vegetables are undercooked. You could get defensive, argue with their assessment, and storm out of the kitchen. Or you could take their feedback to heart, adjust your recipe, and create an even more delicious dish that wows the judges and earns their admiration. The vulnerability paradox. Embracing criticism requires vulnerability. It's about acknowledging that you're not perfect, that you have blind spots, and that there's always room for improvement. It's about setting aside your ego and being open to feedback, even when it stings. Think of it like this. You're a tightrope walker, balancing precariously on a thin wire high above the ground. You could pretend you're fearless, ignoring the swaying of the rope and the pounding of your heart. Or you could acknowledge your vulnerability, focus on your breath, and make micro adjustments to maintain your balance. The same goes for life. Embracing your vulnerability allows you to navigate challenges with grace and resilience. The transparency triumph. Transparency is key to turning criticism into admiration. It's about being open and honest about your mistakes, your challenges, and your growth process. It's about showing your audience that you're human, that you're learning, and that you're committed to excellence. Think of it like this. You're a company that's experienced a product recall. You could try to sweep the issue under the rug, hoping no one notices, or you could issue a public apology, explain what went wrong, and outline the steps you're taking to prevent it from happening again. This transparency can actually build trust and loyalty, showing your customers that you're accountable and committed to their satisfaction. The growth mindset. Remember Carol Dweck's growth mindset? It's the belief that you can learn and improve through effort and dedication. It's the opposite of a fixed mindset, which sees your abilities as set in stone. A growth mindset is essential for turning criticism into admiration, because it allows you to see feedback not as a judgment on your worth, but as an opportunity for growth. Think of it like this. You're a student receiving feedback on an essay. The teacher points out areas where your writing could be stronger and offers suggestions for improvement. You could get discouraged, thinking you'll never be a good writer. Or you could embrace the feedback, implement the suggestions, and watch your writing skills soar. The same goes for any area of your life. Embrace a growth mindset, and criticism becomes a stepping stone to success. The world needs your evolution. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all face criticism at some point in our lives, but the world needs your unique voice, your creative vision, and your unwavering commitment to excellence. Don't let fear of criticism hold you back. Embrace it as a catalyst for growth and watch as your skeptics transform into your biggest fans. If you find value in this video, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and type "keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 8. The imitation game. Great success is the best flattery. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery that mediocrity can pay to greatness. Oscar Wilde. The witty playwright wasn't just being cheeky. He was pointing out a fundamental truth about human nature. We're wired to emulate those we admire, to learn from their successes, and to aspire to their level of achievement. So, when someone copies your work, steals your ideas, or tries to ride your coattails, it's not necessarily a sign of malice. It's often a twisted form of admiration. It's a recognition that you've created something valuable, something worth emulating. The innovator's dilemma. Think of yourself as an innovator, a trailblazer, forging a new path through the wilderness. You're bound to attract followers, some inspired by your vision, others simply seeking a shortcut to success. It's the classic innovator's dilemma. The more successful you become, the more likely you are to be imitated. Think of it like this. You're a chef who's created a revolutionary new dish. It's a culinary masterpiece, a symphony of flavors and textures that tantalizes the taste buds. Other chefs, eager to capitalize on your success, start copying your recipe, tweaking it slightly, and presenting it as their own. It's frustrating, sure, but it's also a testament to your creativity and ingenuity. The abundance mindset. Instead of getting caught up in the scarcity mindset of competition and rivalry, embrace an abundance mindset that celebrates the spread of your ideas. The more your work is shared, studied, and emulated, the greater its impact and influence. It's like planting a seed that grows into a mighty tree, its branches reaching far and wide, providing shade and shelter to countless creatures. Think of it like this. You're a musician who's written a catchy tune. It goes viral, and people all over the world start singing along, creating their own covers and remixes. It might feel like your song is no longer yours, but it's actually reached a level of cultural significance that few songs ever achieve. Your melody has become a shared experience, connecting people across borders and generations. The ethical compass. Of course, there's a fine line between inspiration and plagiarism, between healthy competition and outright theft. If someone blatantly steals your intellectual property or violates your copyright, it's important to protect your rights and take legal action if necessary. But don't let the fear of imitation stifle your creativity or prevent you from sharing your gifts with the world. Think of it like this. You're a fashion designer who's created a unique and stylish garment. Other designers might draw inspiration from your work, incorporating similar elements into their own creations. As long as they're not directly copying your designs or claiming them as their own, it's a sign that you're influencing the industry and setting trends. The evolution of ideas. Ideas are meant to be shared, to be built upon, to evolve and grow. The most impactful innovations often emerge from a collaborative process where multiple minds come together to refine and expand upon an original concept. Think of it like this. You're a scientist who's made a groundbreaking discovery. You publish your findings, and other scientists build upon your research, conducting their own experiments and pushing the boundaries of knowledge even further. Your discovery becomes a catalyst for innovation, leading to new technologies, treatments, and solutions that benefit humanity. So, I invite you to embrace the imitation game. Don't be afraid to share your work, to promote your ideas, and to inspire others with your creativity. Remember, the greatest compliment is not just praise, but emulation. It's a sign that you're making a real impact, that your work is resonating with others, and that you're leaving a lasting legacy. So go forth and create, innovate, and inspire. The world is waiting for your next masterpiece. Lesson 9. The Visionary's Vantage Point. Dream for a bright future. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Eleanor Roosevelt. The former First Lady's words capture the essence of this lesson. In a world that often feels stuck in the past, clinging to outdated ideas and resisting change, dreaming of a brighter future is an act of courage and defiance. It's about looking beyond the limitations of the present and envisioning a world of possibilities, where innovation, creativity, and progress reign supreme. The dream for a bright future philosophy isn't just about wishful thinking. It's about actively shaping your reality by aligning your thoughts, actions, and aspirations with the future you desire. The time-traveling mindset. Think of yourself as a time traveler, venturing into the uncharted territory of tomorrow. You're not bound by the constraints of the present. You're free to explore new ideas, new technologies, and new ways of being. It's about embracing a mindset of possibility, where the only limits are those you impose on yourself. Think of it like this. You're a kid building a cardboard spaceship in your backyard. You might not have the resources to actually travel to space, but your imagination knows no bounds. You envision yourself blasting off into the cosmos, exploring distant planets, and encountering alien civilizations. That sense of wonder and possibility is the essence of dreaming for a bright future. The knowledge quest. To dream effectively, you need to immerse yourself in the world of tomorrow. It's about staying curious, seeking out new information, and connecting with visionary thinkers who are shaping the future. It's about attending conferences, reading cutting-edge books, and engaging in conversations that challenge your assumptions and expand your horizons. Think of it like this. You're a student attending a lecture by a renowned futurist. They paint a picture of a world where artificial intelligence, renewable energy, and space exploration have transformed the human experience. You leave the lecture feeling inspired, your mind buzzing with new ideas and possibilities. That's the power of knowledge. It fuels your imagination and empowers you to dream bigger and bolder. The disruptive innovator. Dreaming for a bright future isn't just about passively observing trends, it's about actively shaping them. It's about identifying problems, envisioning solutions, and taking action to create the change you want to see in the world. It's about being a disruptive innovator, challenging the status quo, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Think of it like this. You're an entrepreneur with a vision for a more sustainable and equitable world. You see the problems with the current system, and you're determined to create a better alternative. You launch a social enterprise that uses innovative technology to address environmental challenges and empower marginalized communities. That's the power of disruptive innovation. It's about turning your dreams into reality and making a positive impact on the world. The self-fulfilling prophecy. The way you envision the future shapes your present actions. If you believe in a bright future, you'll act in ways that align with that belief. You'll set ambitious goals, take calculated risks, and persevere in the face of challenges. You'll attract opportunities, resources, and collaborators who share your vision. Think of it like this. You're an athlete training for the Olympics. You visualize yourself standing on the podium, gold medal around your neck, national anthem playing in the background. This visualization fuels your motivation, inspires your training, and helps you push through the pain and fatigue. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, propelling you towards your goal. So, I invite you to dream big, dream bold, and dream without limits. Embrace the future, seek out knowledge, and become a disruptive innovator. Remember, the future is not something that happens to you. It's something you create. And the most beautiful thing you can create is a future that reflects your deepest values, your wildest dreams, and your unwavering belief in the power of the human spirit. Lesson 10. The road less traveled. Do what others won't, to have what others can't. The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be. Ralph Waldo Emerson. The transcendentalist philosopher wasn't just being poetic, he was laying down a challenge. True success, the kind that leaves a legacy, isn't for the faint of heart. It demands sacrifices, unconventional choices, and a willingness to venture beyond the well-trodden path. The extraordinary, wealth, influence, renown, requires extraordinary actions. It calls for you to step up and do what others won't, so you can achieve what others can't. The comfort zone conundrum. Most people crave comfort and familiarity. They stick to the well-lit paths, follow the crowd, and play it safe. But the extraordinary is found in the uncharted territories, the dimly lit corners, the roads less traveled. It's about embracing discomfort, challenging the status quo, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Think of it like this. You're at a crossroads. One path is wide, paved, and well-traveled. It's safe and predictable, but it also leads to a crowded destination. The other path is narrow, overgrown, and shrouded in mist. It's uncertain and challenging, but it also holds the promise of hidden treasures and breathtaking vistas. The "do what others won't" philosophy is about choosing the path less traveled, knowing that the rewards are worth the risks. The sacrifice of the ordinary. Achieving the extraordinary often requires sacrificing the ordinary. It's about saying no to distractions, instant gratification, and the allure of mediocrity. It's about prioritizing your long-term vision, even when it means making short-term sacrifices. Think of it like this. You're an aspiring musician, and you have a choice. You could spend your evenings hanging out with friends, watching TV, and indulging in mindless entertainment. Or you could spend those same evenings practicing your instrument, writing songs, and honing your craft. The first option might be more comfortable and enjoyable in the short term, but the second option is the one that will lead you to your dreams. The courage to be different. Daring to be different takes courage. It's about defying expectations, challenging norms, and pursuing your passions, even when they seem unconventional or unpopular. It's about having the confidence to stand out from the crowd and embrace your unique individuality. Think of it like this. You're a student in a class full of conformists. Everyone is following the same trends, wearing the same clothes, and thinking the same thoughts. You could blend in, trying to fit in and be accepted. Or you could embrace your quirks, express your unique style, and let your personality shine. It might make you a target for ridicule, but it will also attract people who appreciate your authenticity and originality. The power of persistence. The road to success is rarely smooth. There will be obstacles, setbacks, and moments of doubt. But the key is to persist, to keep moving forward, even when the going gets tough. It's about having the grit and determination to overcome challenges and stay committed to your vision. Think of it like this. You're climbing a mountain and the terrain is steep and treacherous. You slip, you stumble, you question whether you'll ever reach the summit, but you take a deep breath, remind yourself of your goal, and keep climbing. One step at a time, you make progress. And eventually, you stand on the peak, gazing out at the breathtaking view, knowing that your persistence has paid off. So I invite you to embrace the road less traveled. Do what others won't, so you can have what others can't. Sacrifice the ordinary, embrace your uniqueness, and persist in the face of challenges. Remember, the extraordinary is within your reach. It's time to claim it. If you find value in this video, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and type "keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 11. The Calculated Gambler. Less risk, greater rewards. The greatest risk is not taking one. Tim Ferriss. The modern-day philosopher and entrepreneur encapsulates a core truth of success. We often perceive risk as a terrifying monster lurking in the shadows, ready to devour our dreams. But the real monster is stagnation, the fear that keeps us paralyzed, clinging to the familiar and missing out on the extraordinary. Calculated risk isn't about reckless gambling. It's about strategic decision-making, informed by data, intuition, and a clear understanding of potential outcomes. It's about embracing uncertainty, not as a threat, but as an invitation to growth, innovation, and ultimately greater rewards. The risk-reward ratio. Think of life as a grand chessboard, each move you make carrying potential consequences. The calculated risk-taker doesn't just move pieces randomly, hoping for the best. They analyze the board, anticipate their opponent's moves, and weigh the potential risks and rewards of each decision. They understand that every move involves a trade-off, but they're willing to make calculated sacrifices in pursuit of a greater goal. Think of it like this. You're an investor considering a new business venture. You could invest your entire savings, hoping for a massive return, but also risking financial ruin if the venture fails. Or you could invest a smaller amount, diversifying your portfolio and mitigating the potential downside. The calculated risk taker understands that diversification and risk management are key to long-term success. The fear of failure. Antidote. The fear of failure is a powerful paralyzing force. It keeps us stuck in our comfort zones, afraid to take risks and pursue our dreams. But the calculated risk taker sees failure not as a final destination, but as a valuable learning experience. They understand that every setback, every mistake, is an opportunity to gain wisdom, refine their strategies, and come back stronger than before. Think of it like this. You're a scientist conducting an experiment. You have a hypothesis, you gather data, and you analyze the results. Sometimes the results confirm your hypothesis. Other times they don't. But either way, you learn something valuable. You refine your hypothesis, adjust your methods, and try again. The calculated risk-taker approaches life with the same scientific curiosity, embracing failure as a stepping stone to success. The preparation paradox. The irony of calculated risk is that the more prepared you are, the less risky it becomes. It's about doing your homework, gathering information, and anticipating potential challenges. It's about having contingency plans in place so you're not caught off guard if things don't go according to plan. Think of it like this. You're a mountain climber preparing to summit Mount Everest. You don't just show up at base camp and start climbing. You train for months, acclimatize to the altitude, and gather the necessary equipment and supplies. You study the route, consult with experienced climbers, and anticipate potential weather conditions. The more prepared you are, the greater your chances of success. Are the intuition amplifier. While data and analysis are essential, the calculated risk-taker also trusts their intuition. It's that gut feeling, that inner voice that guides you towards the right path, even when logic and reason might suggest otherwise. It's about listening to your heart, following your passion, and trusting your instincts. Think of it like this. You're an artist deciding which painting to submit to a prestigious art competition. You could choose the one that's technically perfect, the one that adheres to all the rules and expectations. Or you could choose the one that speaks to your soul, the one that expresses your unique vision and creative spirit. The calculated risk-taker trusts their intuition, knowing that authenticity and passion often trump perfection. The world awaits your boldness. Remember, life is a game of calculated risks. The greatest rewards are often found on the road less traveled, the path that requires courage, resilience, and a willingness to embrace uncertainty. So don't let fear hold you back. Analyze the risks, trust your intuition, and take bold action towards your dreams. The world is waiting for your brilliance. Lesson 12. The ace in the hole. Developing your unfair advantage. The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. George Bernard Shaw. The Irish playwright's words strike a chord in the realm of achieving extraordinary success. In a world where conformity often reigns supreme, carving out your unique niche requires a touch of the unreasonable, a dash of audacity, and a willingness to defy expectations. It's about cultivating an unfair advantage, a distinct edge that sets you apart from the competition and propels you towards unparalleled achievements. The unfair advantage. Think of an unfair advantage as your secret weapon, your ace in the hole. It's that unique combination of skills, knowledge, experiences, and connections that gives you an edge over others in your field. It's not about cheating or taking shortcuts. It's about leveraging your strengths, maximizing your opportunities, and creating a value proposition that's difficult to replicate. Think of it like this. You're a basketball player with exceptional height and agility. You tower over your opponents, effortlessly grabbing rebounds and blocking shots. Your height is your unfair advantage, a natural gift that gives you a distinct edge on the court. But it's not just about your physical attributes. It's also about how you leverage them through training, practice, and strategic gameplay. The personal brand. In today's world, your personal brand is your unfair advantage. It's the unique combination of your personality, your values, your expertise, and your story that sets you apart from the crowd. It's about cultivating a reputation for excellence, authenticity, and innovation that attracts opportunities and fosters trust. Think of it like this. You're a musician with a distinctive sound and a captivating stage presence. You're not just another singer or guitarist. You're a unique artist with a story to tell and a message to share. Your personal brand is your signature, your mark on the world, and it's what makes you unforgettable. The knowledge vault. Knowledge is power. And in the information age, access to specialized knowledge can be a game changer. It's about becoming a lifelong learner, constantly seeking out new information, skills, and perspectives. It's about building a knowledge vault that's so deep and rich that it becomes your unfair advantage. Think of it like this. You're a detective solving a complex case. You gather clues, interview witnesses, and analyze evidence. The more information you have, the closer you get to cracking the case. The same goes for any field. The more you know, the more equipped you are to solve problems, innovate, and create value. The network effect. Your network is your net worth. The people you surround yourself with can have a profound impact on your success. It's about cultivating relationships with mentors, collaborators, and supporters who believe in your vision and can help you achieve your goals. Think of it like this. You're a mountaineer attempting to summit a treacherous peak. You wouldn't go alone. You'd assemble a team of experienced climbers who can offer guidance, support, and encouragement. The same goes for life. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, challenge you, and help you reach new heights. The Passion Project. Passion is the fuel that drives extraordinary achievement. It's about finding what lights you up, what makes your heart sing, and what gives your life meaning and purpose. When you're passionate about what you do, you'll naturally go the extra mile, put in the extra hours, and persevere through challenges. Think of it like this. You're a chef who loves to cook. You spend hours experimenting with new recipes, perfecting your techniques, and creating dishes that delight your guests. Your passion is contagious, inspiring others, and elevating your culinary creations to an art form. Remember, you're not just another face in the crowd. You have unique talents, passions, and experiences that make you special. Embrace your individuality, cultivate your expertise, and build a personal brand that reflects your true essence. Surround yourself with supportive people, tap into your passion, and never stop learning and growing. The world is waiting for your brilliance. Lesson 13. The gift that keeps on giving. The law of increasing returns. The more you give, the more you get. This simple yet profound adage encapsulates the essence of the law of increasing returns, a principle that governs not just economics, but also relationships, creativity, and personal growth. It's the idea that the more you invest in yourself, in others, and in the world around you, the greater the rewards you'll reap. It's about shifting your mindset from scarcity to abundance, from competition to collaboration, and from transaction to transformation. The generosity paradox. In a world that often emphasizes self-interest and competition, the law of increasing returns offers a refreshing alternative. It suggests that true success lies not in hoarding resources or exploiting others, but in giving generously, sharing your knowledge and talents, and contributing to the greater good. It's a paradox that challenges conventional notions of success, but it's a paradox that's backed by countless real-life examples. Think of it like this. You're a gardener planting seeds. You could plant a few seeds, hoping they'll grow into a small harvest. Or you could plant an entire field, knowing that the more seeds you sow, the greater the abundance you'll reap. The same goes for life. The more you give, the more you'll receive in return. The Karma Chameleon. The law of increasing returns is like a karma chameleon, adapting to every aspect of your life. In relationships, it's about giving more than you take, offering support, encouragement, and love, without expecting anything in return. In business, it's about creating value for your customers, exceeding their expectations, and building a reputation for excellence. In creativity, it's about sharing your gifts with the world, inspiring others, and contributing to the collective consciousness. Think of it like this. You're a musician playing on a street corner. You could play for spare change, hoping to earn enough to get by. Or you could play your heart out, sharing your passion and talent with the world. The more you give, the more people will stop and listen, the more connections you'll make, and the greater the opportunities that will come your way. The ripple effect. The law of increasing returns is all about the ripple effect. Every act of kindness, every gesture of generosity, every contribution you make to the world creates a ripple that extends far beyond its immediate impact. It's like a pebble dropped in a pond, creating waves that spread outward, touching countless lives. Think of it like this. You're a teacher inspiring young minds. You might think you're just doing your job, but your influence extends far beyond the classroom. You're shaping the future, empowering your students to achieve their dreams, and creating a ripple effect that will impact generations to come. The abundance mindset. An abundance mindset is crucial for harnessing the power of the law of increasing returns. It's about believing that there's enough for everyone, that opportunities are limitless, and that the universe is conspiring to support your dreams. It's about shifting your focus from scarcity to possibility, from fear to faith. Think of it like this. You're at a potluck dinner and there's a table overflowing with delicious food. You could worry that there won't be enough for everyone, or you could trust that there's plenty to go around and enjoy the feast. An abundance mindset allows you to approach life with a sense of openness, generosity, and trust, knowing that the universe has your back. So I invite you to embrace the law of increasing returns. Give generously, share your talents, and contribute to the world in meaningful ways. Remember, the more you give, the more you'll receive in return. It's not just about material wealth, it's about the richness of experience, the depth of connection, and the fulfillment that comes from living a life of purpose and contribution. The world is waiting for your gifts. Final lesson, the victor's mindset, the winning attitude. The difference between winning and losing is most often not quitting. Walt Disney. The man who built an empire on dreams and imagination understood the essence of a winning attitude. It's not about being born with a silver spoon or possessing extraordinary talent. It's about cultivating a mindset that refuses to accept defeat, that sees challenges as opportunities, and that relentlessly pursues its goals with unwavering determination. The winning attitude isn't just a fleeting emotion. It's a way of being, a philosophy that permeates every aspect of your life and propels you towards success. The inner game. Think of the winning attitude as an internal game, a mental battle between self-doubt and self-belief. It's about silencing the inner critic, the voice that whispers doubts and fears, and amplifying the inner champion, the voice that roars with confidence and determination. It's about choosing to focus on your strengths, your potential, and your unwavering belief in your ability to achieve your dreams. Think of it like this. You're a tennis player facing a formidable opponent. The score is tied, the crowd is roaring, and the pressure is mounting. You could succumb to self-doubt, letting your opponent's skills intimidate you. Or you could tap into your inner champion, visualizing your victory and playing with unwavering focus and determination. The winning attitude is about choosing the latter, believing in yourself even when the odds seem stacked against you. The action catalyst. A winning attitude isn't just about positive thinking. It's about taking decisive action. It's about setting ambitious goals, creating a strategic plan, and relentlessly pursuing your dreams with unwavering focus. It's about embracing challenges, learning from setbacks, and never giving up on your vision. Think of it like this. You're an entrepreneur launching a new business. You face countless obstacles, competition, financial constraints, and the naysayers who doubt your vision. But you don't let those obstacles deter you. You work tirelessly, pivot when necessary, and never lose sight of your goal. The winning attitude is about turning obstacles into opportunities and setbacks into stepping stones. The resilience reservoir. Resilience is the cornerstone of a winning attitude. It's the ability to bounce back from adversity, to learn from your mistakes, and to keep moving forward, even when the going gets tough. It's about having the mental and emotional fortitude to weather life's storms and emerge stronger on the other side. Think of it like this. You're a bamboo tree bending in a hurricane. The wind howls, the rain lashes, and the ground trembles, but you bend with the wind, your roots holding firm, your resilience tested, but not broken. When the storm passes, you stand tall once again, stronger and more flexible than before. The winning attitude is about cultivating that same resilience, allowing you to bend but not break in the face of life's challenges. The gratitude amplifier. Gratitude is a powerful amplifier of the winning attitude. It's about recognizing and appreciating the blessings in your life, even amidst challenges and setbacks. It's about cultivating a sense of abundance, joy, and contentment that fuels your motivation and inspires you to keep striving for your goals. Think of it like this. You're a hiker who's just reached the summit of a mountain. You're exhausted, but you're also filled with a sense of accomplishment and awe. You take a moment to appreciate the breathtaking view, the fresh air, and the feeling of triumph. Gratitude is like that moment on the mountaintop, a reminder of the beauty, wonder, and abundance that life has to offer. The legacy mindset. A winning attitude isn't just about achieving personal success. It's also about leaving a lasting legacy. It's about making a positive impact on the world, inspiring others, and contributing to the greater good. It's about living a life of purpose, meaning, and fulfillment. Think of it like this. You're a teacher who's dedicated your life to educating and empowering young minds. You've touched countless lives, instilled a love of learning, and helped your students achieve their dreams. Your legacy is not just in the grades they earned or the awards they won. It's in the lives they've lived and the contributions they've made to the world. So, I invite you to embrace the winning attitude. Cultivate a mindset of resilience, gratitude, and unwavering self-belief. Set ambitious goals, take decisive action, and never give up on your dreams. Remember, the world is waiting for your greatness. It's time to step into the arena, embrace the challenges, and claim your victory. The journey to success isn't about luck or circumstance. It's about cultivating an unyielding, winning attitude. The lessons we've explored today, from harnessing pressure to embracing long-term vision, from defying limitations to turning criticism into fuel, are your roadmap to a life of extraordinary achievement. Now, it's time to take action. Embrace these principles, challenge your doubts, and step boldly into your power. Remember, the world is waiting for your unique brilliance to shine. Go forth and create the life you deserve.